AP Radio News. I'm Sandy Kosel. Another historic move between the U.S. and Cuba. They're planning to open embassies in each other's capital. Here's the AP's Tim McGuire.
An Obama administration official says on Wednesday morning, President Obama and Secretary of State John Kerry will be talking about the opening of embassies in Washington and Havana, ending 54 years of diplomatic isolation between the two countries.
Time has run out for the bailout program that has kept Greece afloat for 5 years.
Eurozone finance chiefs refused to grant a last-minute extension of the bailout program Greece has relied on for 5 years. And the Greek government couldn't come up with $1.8 billion to repay the IMF. Greece's prime minister has called the referendum Sunday, in which Greek voters can decide whether to approve a deal proposed by the country's creditors, and no vote would likely force Greece to stop using the euro currency. The last country to miss an IMF loan payment was Zimbabwe in 2001. I'm Martin DeCaro.
The death toll from the crash of an Air Force transport plane in the Indonesian city of Medan has jumped to more than 140, a growing list of victims from the neighborhood where the plane went down. Something new coming to the White House. The AP's Ross Simpson reports the Secret Service is to begin installing sharp metal spikes on the surrounding fence to deter intruders.
The Secret Service and National Park Service say the spikes are a temporary security measure until a long-term solution can be found. The final design for a permanent solution will be submitted in the fall to the U.S. Commission of Fine Arts and the National Capital Planning Commission.
At the White House tonight.
Make new friends.
There's a Girl Scout singing on the White House lawn where they're camping overnight. First Lady Michelle Obama welcomed the fourth graders there as part of her Let's Move initiative against childhood obesity. This is AP Radio News. Goals by Carly Lloyd and Kelly O'Hara have propelled the American women's soccer team to Sunday's championship game. They beat Germany 2-0 in Montreal. An exciting win for Danielle Vidal, who watched the match in San Francisco.
They've gotten better with each game, and I think they really deserve to win, and they really deserve to go to the final. I'm super excited to see them in the final.
They'll play either Japan or England in that final. Well, ballerina Misty Copeland has been named principal dancer at the American Ballet Theater. She's the first African-American woman to reach that status in the company's 75-year history. She says it's been her dream since she was 13.
To be a principal dancer is reaching those heights. And now I feel like I can breathe. But David Hallberg told me this morning, the hard work is just now starting.
Actors Ben Affleck and Jennifer Garner are divorcing after 10 years of marriage. They have 3 young children. Sandy Kosel, AP Radio News.